Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I wrote this book for you. Welcome back, 7 to the 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, over 4 years. Hey, Scott, thanks for 4 great years.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad. We appreciate you. It's been fun to see you, to hear your wisdom on the show, but also to watch you as you've continued to increase your credentials. I want to remind people, remind them again about the designation you just received a couple of months ago.
It's called a CISSP, Certified Information Systems Security Professional.
I only remember 3-digit acronyms for things like that, so that's the reason CPA and things like that. But if there are 5 letters, I always make you do that. So. But congratulations on that again, Scott. And folks, as you've heard me say before, no chopped liver for the Small Business Advocate audience. Only the best for my folks. So, Scott, we're talking about the Fourth Amendment issues, Fourth and Fifth Amendment issues. Can the government cause you to open up your devices? Let's talk about it from a company standpoint. Let's say that all of my I've got laptops. All but one of my computers in my office are laptops, and oftentimes I'll order them with a fingerprint reader. So if they come to my office and they think that one of my employees has done something, whatever it may be, can they compel him or me to compel him to swipe his finger and open up that computer?
Well, in fact, you're looking at the argument right here. A lot of it depends on setting. For example, let's say you're coming in from another country into the United States. They can actually hold you up and wait until you give them the fingerprints.
Right.
This has happened repeatedly. There's a different standard, effectively, that applies to Customs and Border Patrol versus other parts of government. So, you know, the Fourth and Fifth Amendment protections are a little bit of a gray area there. Now, in terms of your own office, they'll try and get a warrant for that. And there have been cases where judges have ordered, okay, ma'am, you have to unlock your phone so that we can look at this case. That can happen. Certainly your own attorney should try and put a stop to it and say it's either limited or it doesn't apply, but the case law really isn't fully settled here. And there are a lot of related issues with your
Basically the Wild Wild West, depending on which judge you get.
To an extent, right now there is a differentiation between something like a password or PIN code versus a fingerprint, but even there, they're still not 100% all on the same page. And, you know, some of the related issues you look at, okay, let's say they've taken your fingerprint. Well, how long do they keep that? They're not supposed to keep it forever, but how long do they keep it? What do they use it for? You can't change your fingerprint like you can a password. And, on a related note, let's say they open up your phone using that password, which they demand before they either let you go or allow you to come back from your trip or wherever, whatever's happening there. Okay, that's in the system. Now, of course, like, you know, security folk, like myself and friends of mine, will go, oh, geez, I have to change all my passwords right away. Now, for a lot of normal people, they've just dealt with whatever at the border or with police, they might not think, okay, I need to change my passwords. Or they might change the password on that individual device, not realizing that it's the same password across the board for a lot of things. It shouldn't be, but a lot of people do that. So let's say, you know, there are police that unfortunately are not above board. And let's say they look into your phone. What's happened actually in some cases is they will, let's say for an attractive suspect, they'll look at their phone to see if there are any revealing photos. There was actually a ring of police out in California that was caught doing this last year. They were literally sharing effectively scantily clad and unclothed photos of attractive suspects between each other. Yeah, exactly. Now, try to imagine that sort of thing and extrapolate a little bit.
Getting it out of hand. So what's the bottom line for regular folks out here?
Well, right now you've got it a bit all over the place. you certainly can do something. I mean, if you're really, you know, a little bit almost on the paranoid side, you could literally bring a burner phone with you instead of your normal phone. I know, exactly.
But then the district attorney says, Mr. Russingham, why did you have a burner phone? Most people don't have that. You obviously are up to something.
Well, I mean, you could actually give a relatively reasonable answer. I was overseas, didn't want my phone getting stolen.
Right,
you
know, right.
That's actually a straight-faced answer. But, you know, when you tell people, yeah, make sure you've got a burner phone with you, you're almost like, and here's your tinfoil hat with that. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
But that's the thing, you know,
what
for
else?
Us
what
normal
else
folks. I'm sorry?
I mean, so what other implications do we have? Regular folks, see, here's the thing. The reason why I think this is important to talk about is comes back to what I said a minute ago about your business. If you're up to something, if you're doing something wrong, then you know I want the Constitution to stand up, but you know I also want you to be stopped. But if I'm running a business and my employee is doing something wrong, or they think my employee is doing something wrong, but maybe they aren't, because you and I both know they often indict people who are not guilty. That disrupts my company, and because they came in and they were able to run roughshod over me and my technology, I don't like that. And so this is the point that I want to get across to our folks: is what are their rights? What should they do? If a FBI agent shows up at our door with a warrant, can we say wait until my attorney gets here?
Oh, you can always call in for your attorney.
But can we make them stop before the attorney and make them wait for the attorney? Can you make them do that?
The best answer to that is you can try.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll basically stick the warrant in your face and check.
Right.
A lot of this is you need judicial protection to a large extent, and
right,
some of this can be frightening because.
But that's
example,
the reason why. But you can also say, I can't remember my. I think I forgot my password. If your phone your computer.
Yeah, and then that's when they happen to hold you in a cell and you.
No,
wait.
I understand, but my point is at least you can do that until the attorney shows up.
I agree. That's not a bad approach.
Value some time. Yeah. We'll come back. We're going to change the subject and talk about the Internet of Things with Scott Arno.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.